Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
What's up, Undisputed listeners? It's your boy, Shay Sharp. I wanted to tell you about my new podcast, Club Shay Shay, where we always do something before two something. Each week, I sit down with a guest for a drink and conversation, and as host and proprietor of Club Shay Shay, I welcome in esteemed guests such as Snoop Dogg, Floyd Money Mayweather, LeVar Ball, Isaiah Thomas, just to mention a few. Whether I'm talking to an athlete, a musician, an actor, or a lifelong friend, Club Shay Shay is a place where people share inspiring and motivational stories about their journeys to prominence. The new episode drops every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to Club Shay Shay now and make sure you never miss a new episode. Now back to Undisputed.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl is the football equivalent of Michael Jordan facing LeBron in the finals. So think about this. Mahomes has started his career hot enough that he is the only current player that could potentially catch Brady. If Brady would defeat Mahomes, however, it would almost entirely cement Brady as the undisputed GOAT. So Shannon, do you agree with the Jordan versus LeBron comparison here?
No, because at this stage of his career, Brady is neither Jordan or LeBron. Brady is not recognized as the best player in football. Is he the best player in football? Yes, right as we speak right now, is he? I'm not talking about his accomplishments, the GOAT. Is he the best player currently? Absolutely not. Michael Jordan, at his last go round, 96, 97, 98, was the best player. LeBron James, with the exception of Skip Bayless's eyes, is the best player in football. So Brady is neither one of those. I push back at the notion that if my homeboy loses, that it's over. Jordan lost a bird twice. He lost to Isaiah like three times. He was able to recover from that and build. So why couldn't Mahomes lose and then, you know, turn around and win five or six of these things and be considered the GOAT? For me, Skip, look, I get it. I think everybody would have liked to see, 28, 29-year-old LeBron, 28, 29-year-old Michael. To say this is LeBron, this is right now, how old is Jordan Skip right now? 55, 56? And LeBron is 36. I mean, we close. Patrick Mahomes is about 19 years younger than Tom Brady. So we're getting close, Skip. But I don't look at it like that, Skip, because I don't look at Tom as the best player in the league. And Jordan and LeBron at right now, Jordan was playing his tail end. He was the best player. So look, I get it. This might be the, it's hard to argue this is not the greatest Super Bowl matchup. It's hard to argue. I mean, what you Marino, Montana in 84, you say Elway in Montana in 89. Have we seen one comparable to that? This might be the best one, Skip. This might be of the two guys. It's going to be hard. Interesting to see what comes down the pipeline after these two. But I don't think so, Skip. I don't think this is a LeBron Jordan final matchup. Although I would have loved to see that, because then we would have no question. We know who the GOAT was.
Yeah.
We know. No, Skip. What happened to the nice guy?
Yeah.
Somebody would have started clapping. Somebody would have started clapping, and LeBron would have looked at him like, okay, I got this 21 piece coming.
It was a Tuesday night in January in Cleveland versus an 8-9 team.
Yeah, 8-9 that beat a super team twice.
Without Kevin Durant.
The first time they had Kevin Durant put 147 on him, but that's none of my business.
A huge exception to your first point.
With what?
Nobody is playing quarterback at a higher level right now than Tom Brady is playing.
Don't do that.
I'll just go with Pro Football Focus. Through the regular season, he ranked second in the league to Aaron Rodgers, and he was two slots ahead of Patrick Mahomes. Just on pure overall grade, body of work, 16 games.
Not
number
even close.
Two in pro football, said
Not
pro
even
football
close.
Focus, the Bible. Then through the playoff run, three straight road wins, pro football focus ranks Tom Brady in the playoffs number one above all quarterbacks. Number one.
Can I ask you a question?
Huh?
Why would they play three road playoff games?
Huh? Well, because he was starting over with the Buccaneers, who were 7-9 last year, and they got off to a little bit of a slow start when they tried to throw Antonio Brown into the mix. And then they had a bye week, and they took off and won seven in a row, including three in a row on the road in the playoffs.
One thing, Skip.
Huh.
Tell me the game that he played that was the equivalent of what he did in Buffalo. Of all three playoff games, tell me the one game that Brady had, Washington, New Orleans or Green Bay, which was the equivalent of what Mahomes did against Buffalo.
I thought I told you Buffalo was a little overrated going into that game. It was in Kansas City. It was their baby, and they're just more talented than Kansas City, and he did what he should have done in that game. I liked Buffalo before the year started, but I never thought that they could really pull this off against that team. They were going to have that game in their place to have any shot.
That way we would have had them beat them, but you picked them. Mm-hmm. You picked against Mahomes, and I told you the guy that you don't pick against is 1-5.
I did, because it's like the cat with nine lives, and I thought he had spent his ninth life, but apparently he's got 10 lives.
Well, you've been looking.
They have been teetering for 10 straight weeks now. Teetering.
No, what happened is
they are daring the devil every week until Buffalo. They were daring the devil.
You look because they're out. They're supposed to win by 10. They're supposed to win by 14. They're supposed to win by these numbers. You keep saying they keep winning these close ball games, but you keep putting something before close ball games.
Okay.
Keep winning.
Okay. Now, back to this question at hand. I'm going to defend your man, LeBron James, and I'm surprised you didn't in this question, because we're going to compare Patrick Mahomes to LeBron James right now? Really? What has Patrick Mahomes accomplished so far? Not much.
No, I'm talking about Brady.
No, well, I'm talking about the analogy here is Brady is Jordan and LeBron, Mahomes is LeBron, right?
Is Mahomes the best player in football? Yes or no?
Is LeBron not playing at the highest level. If you want to project him out over the next 5 years, I'll give you that. But the point is, we're comparing Mahomes as the challenger to the man. It, you know, everybody but you thinks that Michael Jordan is the runaway.
Everybody don't think that. Everybody don't think that.
You and five people on Twitter.
Hey, don't think five people.
Okay. So
billions.
The point is, LeBron has obviously gotten to played in 10 finals.
Right.
Hadn't been great in those finals, but he got to 10.
Skip, he's been great in all the finals except one. Stop this now.
Really? Okay. So he does have four MVPs and four finals MVPs, and he's got four rings, and he's 16 times an all-star, six times all-defense. It adds up. His body of work is like light years ahead of Patrick Mahomes' body of work. So it's hard for me to make the analogy of the up-and-coming challenger, or at least LeBron is an established challenger. At least he's credible.
Let me ask you a question. When was the last time that people thought Tom Brady was the best player in the league? Because Jordan, last 3 years in Chicago, people thought he was the best player in the league. People think LeBron James, with the exception of you and a handful, there are some that believe Kevin Durant's the best player, but the majority of the people believe LeBron James is the best player in the NBA. The lion's share of the people believe Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the NFL.
Okay.
So the comparison is that.
Let's look at his body of work so far, shall we?
Yeah.
I'll give you, he won an MVP. He played in one Super Bowl.
Yes.
And he was very, very lucky to win it, because by his standards, he was shaky at best. In fact, he mostly stunk in that Super Bowl because his QBR was well below his season average. He averaged 78 last year during the regular season. He had a 64 for the Super Bowl. And do you remember what happened late in the third quarter? They're down 20-10. Here's what happened. They're down 20-10. This is very late in the third quarter. He just throws it. I think Fred Warner was the target, right? Intended receiver? I don't know. And it's still 20-10 on the very next possession. It's early in the fourth quarter. And can we see what happened again? This is Patrick Mahomes on the biggest stage in the sport. Down 20-10. Whoops. High and outside to Tyreek, and that one gets picked. How can you defend that?
Hold on, Skip. Skip, in the Super Bowl, hold on.
What?
In the Super Bowl in which the New England won.
Huh.
Brady threw a pick six,
okay,
right?
I don't care about that. I'm talking about what has Patrick Mahomes done? And so
in 2 years.
Time out.
It's my turn. I'm talking. 7.5 minutes to go in the game. They're back
he
up
won.
Third and 15.
He won. He
Stop
won.
It. Stop it.
He
third
won.
And 15.
He won.
At their 30, what
he
are
won.
They, at their 35-yard line. And he gets away with this. He's got a
he
rusher
got away with it.
Look, Tyreek had to stop his route and come back and wave for a fair catch on this. He just throws it up for grabs. That's like what Brady did to Mike Evans twice in Green Bay.
Question.
He said, I'm going to throw a jump ball up. That's what he got away with it. It was extremely lucky.
Could Brady have made that throw?
Could he have made? Yes.
With that pressure on
him.
With that pressure on
him. You saw him do it to Mike Evans.
I saw two interceptions. Yeah,
that ball should have been picked five ways.
Skip.
What are you talking about?
Skip.
And then guess what? Jimmy Garoppolo in the fourth quarter of that game goes 3 of 11 for a total of 36 yards. 3 of 11 and throws a pick, and he misses Emmanuel Sanders wide open, if we could see this. This is it. This is 1:40 left. He's wide open. This is a touchdown. You're going to fire the defensive coordinator? Because this is going to win the Super Bowl for the San Francisco 49ers, and he missed him by 5 yards.
Hold on, somebody's
okay, good. That's how lucky you were to win your one Super Bowl. You weren't very good.
Skip.
And you're telling me he's LeBron James?
Skip.
No,
he's
not.
This is what I don't get. Now, you said Jimmy Garoppolo was 3 of 11. Your guy was 6 of 11 with 2 interceptions, but you said he won.
It doesn't matter. He's Tom Brady. He's going to his 10th Super Bowl.
Skip,
leave him out of this.
Skip,
He's the runaway GOAT.
You see?
He even played at age 43. Skip. He played the best quarterback
we've seen. No, he was not.
Yep, I'm sorry.
He was not.
Yep.
He did not play better this year than Aaron Rodgers. He did not play better than Patrick Mahomes.
No, he didn't play better during the regular season than Aaron, but he played better than Patrick Mahomes. Wasn't that great this year?
Skip, the guy, if he doesn't miss the game, he's going to throw for 5,000 yards, probably going to have 40 touchdowns, but he didn't play great. Think about what you just said. Mm-hmm. The man is about to have 5,000 passing yards, 40 touchdowns, and he didn't play
is
great.
Is he the equivalent of LeBron James to you?
Yes, he's the best player in the game right now.
Huh. Well, that's not what's happening. The guy who's playing the best is Tom Brady, but you can't see it because you don't like him to start with. And number two, the greatest genius is imperceptible genius. It's where it's so great you can't even see it with the naked eye.
That's what Mahomes is doing.
Oh, stop it. He's in your face, behind the back, between the legs.
And you mad because Brady can't do that.
Let me throw it left-handed.
Skip.
Brady doesn't do that.
Skip.
Brady is not a highlight film. He just keeps making throws. Look at all the pro football grades. Nobody had more big-time throws than Tom Brady. He led the league in big-time throws. He led the league in fewest turnover-worthy plays. How can you argue?
Who leads the playoff in big-time throws?
I don't know.
You do know.
I know who went on the road to beat three straight top 10 defenses. Wait a second. Washington was number 2 in yards allowed. And then we go to New Orleans, number 4 in yards allowed. Then we go to Green Bay, number 9 in yards allowed. And he shredded all three of them.
Why were they on the road?
Ooh.
If Tom Brady is the GOAT, why were they on the road?
They made the playoffs. I told you all they needed to do is get in the tournament.
Okay, Kansas City.
Wait a second. Do you want Tom Brady at 43 to start over with a team that went 7-9 and go what?
Is he not the GOAT?
16-0.
Is he not the GOAT?
Oh, yes, he's the
runaway
GOAT.
Okay, when you get your home field throughout.
Guess who's in the Super Bowl? The GOAT.
Hold on.
He's there.
Is Mahomes there?
He's there, and he's got a real good shot to beat Mahomes.
So Mahomes don't got no real good shot to beat Tom Brady?
No, he's got a shot. I'll give him a shot because he's got the two best receivers.
Oh, now you see what you did?
By far.
Now he got
a little bit of a product of those two receivers and Andy Reid, who's the offensive
genius. What is Tom Brady a product of?
Himself. He coached the New England offense all those years. He was his own coordinator, and now he's his own coordinator in Tampa.
So if he coached them, why couldn't he do better in 2019?
He had no receivers.
But you said it's Tom Brady.
He had the worst receivers in pro football.
It doesn't matter.
He can't throw it to himself.
Giselle, he can't throw it and catch it himself.
By the way, he still had another game-winning drive that got erased by Belichick's overrated defense in the final regular season game. They were in position to have the 2 seed, and Belichick spit the bit. And here comes Fitzmagic to beat them in the final regular season game, knock them out of the 2 seed.
So, in other words,
it was extraordinary.
Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Cameron Brake, Rob Gronkowski, Antonio Brown, they are nothing. They would be nothing without Tom Brady.
Did they make the playoffs?
Wow.
Yeah. Are they in the Super Bowl?
Wow.
Yeah.
Skip.
Okay, timeout. Do you think any of those players is better than Tyreek? Any of them? No.
I don't think Tom Brady is better than Mahomes.
Time out. What's do you point? Think any of those players is better than Travis Kelce? Any of them?
Skip, that's not the point.
Oh, it is the point. He's a product of the two best receivers in football.
So what's Tom Brady a product of right now?
Tom Brady. Thank you for bringing that up.
Well, then you won't tell me why he didn't do this in 2019.
He got him to the two seed. He did. He had a game-winning drive against the Dolphins in the last regular season game. He drove them 75 yards for a touchdown, and with 2 minutes left, it was over. And Fitzmagic went 75 for a touchdown.
Can I ask you a question? Did that drive that Fitzmagic put together, did it cause them to miss the playoffs? Yes or no?
No, it knocked him out of a bye and a two seed.
Okay, you're at home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just told me how great he was because he went on the road and he beat the number three defense, the number five defense, number nine defense. Right. Okay, he's at home.
What have you done for me lately?
Okay.
That's what I want to know. What did he do this year? Number two in Pro Football Focus and number one in the playoffs. GOAT.
Ain't no way.
Still playing. 43 going on 23.
I don't see how. Against you see the shakiness against New Orleans. You saw the shakiness against Green Bay.
Shakiness? They went on the road. And he beat Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers on the road.
The defense were unbelievable.
The defense was very good, but any Super Bowl team needs a good defense. You don't think Mahomes' defense is good? It's really good.
No mercy.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Hey, Undisputed listeners. I wanted to tell you about our brand new Fox Sports app and website, foxsports.com. Reimagined for the modern sports fan. Go ahead, download the new app right now. You don't even have to pause this episode. Every day on the new app and website, you'll see the top stories in sports, plus a rich world of written content, videos, social media, and analytics to give you a 360-degree view of the most important stories of the day. Streaming live TV has never been so easy or elegant. Every Fox Sports game, including all pregame and postgame shows, are just one click away. For the extra invested fan, we also go deep with real-time wagering lines, trending prop bets, win probability, and key player projections. Download the new Fox Sports app or visit www.foxsports.com.
No mercy.
As things currently stand, the Cowboys are tied for the 11th best odds to win next year's Super Bowl, according to Fox Bet Sportsbook. And now Dak Prescott has signed a multi-year contract with Anheuser-Busch, worth big money, according to reports, but still hasn't moved any closer to getting a deal done with the Cowboys. So, Shannon, is this another reason that Dak should take a hometown discount with the Cowboys?
Hell no. I wish Dak might. Whatever Dak does outside of the Dallas Cowboys is Dak's business. It has nothing to do with the Cowboys.
Mm.
A lot of successful quarterbacks have endorsement deal. Baker doesn't play for the Cowboys. Mm. Skip says he's on every Sunday 15 times a day. Rodgers doesn't play for the Cowboys. He's on 15 times a day. Mahomes doesn't play for the Cowboys. Successful quarterbacks have contracts. And for one reason, Dak didn't only played about five games.
Mm.
That's why you don't give discounts. Because with one snap, it's all over.
Mm.
Dak Prescott, after what he went through, I can assure you, I'm willing to shove whatever I own that Dak Prescott is not giving the Dallas Cowboys the discount. Because it can end too soon. And then what? You gave them a discount. You think they're going to give you that money back? Absolutely not.
Mm.
I want to ask you this, Skip. How many contracts did Quincy Carter have? He played for the Cowboys. Mm. What about Drew Bledsoe? He played for the Cowboys. There are a lot of quarterbacks that play for the Cowboys that ain't have these kind of deals.
For a minute, they both played.
Yeah, for a minute.
Right?
Yeah. Mm. So let me ask you a question. If Dak Prescott doesn't start off 13-3, doesn't win Rookie of the Year, you think he's getting all these endorsements?
Mm.
I do not.
Mm.
Dak Prescott is smart enough to know. See, you see what they expect of us. Now, Jerry Jones gets his money from the NFL. He does a deal with AT&T. He does a deal with Pepsi. The NFL don't say, well, Jerry, you know, you need to take a little less money here because you got a deal outside with AT&T. You got a deal with Pepsi. Mm. They don't do that. If I'm Dak Prescott needs to understand, and I think Todd France, a little bit that I do know of Todd France, he understands. Dak is a business just like the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm.
What's in the best interest of Dak Prescott, Inc.?
Mm.
Giving discounts, not in the best, because here's the thing with a discount. This is what you know. Go check high-end retailers. Mm. Go to the Montage. Go to the Four Seasons, the Wilshire, and see how many discounts they give you. You know why? Because once you give a discount, That's going to be the expectations moving forward. Mm. Go down to Rodeo Drive and get on Tiffany and Harry Winston and see how many discounts they're giving. Mm. Because, you know, if you start giving discounts, people will always expect the discounts. Mm. So I got no hookup for you, bro.
Mm.
Full price or get the stepping.
Mm. So if Dak Prescott were the quarterback of the, let's say, Buffalo Bills or the Minnesota Vikings or, I don't know, even the Seattle Seahawks.
Or the Cleveland Browns.
Okay, where's Progressive Insurance based?
Help that means Dak Prescott would have that deal.
Really? He has the edge that Baker does? No, he doesn't have the edge that Baker does. Baker Mayfield is a lightning rod, and Progressive jumped on him when he was hot, hot, hot through his rookie year when he finally got to play, when Hugh Jackson finally said, okay, here we go, and then he got fired. And he took off, and he's still taking off, and I think his star is still rising. But now back to Dak Prescott. Here we go again. What is the official beer of the Dallas Cowboys, thanks to Jerry Jones and a deal that he made right. with Coors?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Where'd that go?
Oh, right. He went to Anheuser-Busch. So you're going to see a whole lot of Dak on national TV talking about Budweiser and Bud Light. Yeah. I don't know, maybe even Bud Light Seltzer. That's their newest, right?
Well, if Jerry wanted to keep it, Skip, he should have went to Coors. He should have went to the banquet beer, brewed in Golden, Colorado. I know Coors. Skip, he should have went to them and said, hey, look here, man, y'all do something for Dak.
Yep.
But that's not what he did. He looked out for Jerry.
Here we go. I've already told you these two have gone to war.
Yes!
It is a quiet, unofficial war, but it's a war nonetheless. And this was in Jerry's face. I'll sign with Budweiser. And the quote from an insider who knows what's happening in the deal, he's signing a long-term deal with America's beer before he signs one with America's team. Boom. Jerry, you like it?
Yeah, that's not an accident.
Yeah.
I think the thing is, but I think he's with Genesco, who does Pepsi. But if he wasn't with Pepsi, I guarantee you, because Pepsi endorses the Cowboys, I bet you do one with Coke.
Maybe you will.
I think he's with Genesco with Pepsi products.
Okay, you know how I feel about this. Even you acknowledged that the deal Jerry offered way back when was a fair market deal. You just knew the market was about to explode.
Correct.
And it was about to go to Mahomes, and then it was about to go to Deshaun.
Right.
And the new agent, Todd France, said, okay, we have to project out. We need 40-plus million because if we don't get it, this deal will be rendered obsolete fairly quickly.
Yes.
And yet, that 36-ish, whatever it was, you know, again, I don't know, they're haggling over 4 years versus 5 years. I don't care that much about that, but even if it was at 5 years for $36 million, I still say there's much value to be had to trade off of being the quarterback of America's team. There's just still something. It doesn't matter how long it's been since they even played an NFC championship game. They are still Hollywood, Texas. That's what it feels like. It feels like Dallas is Hollywood in the middle of the country. And there's something about this team. We talk about Jerry Jones every day of the year through the regular season and much of the offseason.
Well, I just want to ask you this. How many of those corporate sponsors that put their name with Jerry do you think Jerry gives a discount to?
Well, obviously, but there's a thing called a salary cap that Jerry does not have to operate on off the field.
What did D-Law tell Stephen Jones?
Mm-hmm.
That's your job to worry about the cap.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to worry about my play. So I'm going to let y'all handle that. Y'all say let front office people handle front office stuff. Mm. So I'm going to let you handle that.
Mm.
But I'm going to get me my money. Because guess what, Skip Bayless? Now, here's another thing. You know, Lamar Jackson's coming up, too.
Yep.
There's a lot of guys. Now, they saying, I don't know how true this is. I don't know Aaron Rodgers well enough to call him or anybody close to him, that he wants more money.
Mm.
I told you the days of the $36 million, the $38 million, it was over. I told you that last year. See, Skip, it's 40 now.
Mm.
That's where it is. Jerry haggling over a few more dollars. And
has
look
he earned that money with his
it
play?
Matter. It doesn't
it
matter.
It doesn't matter. So
doesn't matter.
Sharp.
It does not matter. Skip, you know how it is. You know how it works. Free agency is not about whether or not you earned it. It's about being free.
Mm.
So pay it's going to cost you 40.
Okay. Guess who got his money in the same draft class?
Yes.
Was Jared Goff.
Yes.
He got his money. I saw Les Snead, the GM of the Rams, say yesterday he had to look at the calendar when he was asked about Jared Goff's future with the Rams. He had to say, oh, it's January 25th. Oh, he's the quarterback today as of January.
Yeah.
That's how little faith they have going
forward
with Jared
Goff. And guess what he said? He said, yeah, the cap makes it kind of hard to get off a player like that, but the cap can be worked.
Mm.
Everybody can work the cap except the Cowboys.
So wait a second. There's a quarterback you love, at least you used to love him. You call him walk it. You call him walk it to him.
Yes.
Wins. I call him give it to him. Wins.
Yes.
Because he became the ultimate turnover machine last year. They gave him his money.
Yes.
Same draft class.
Yes.
As Dak Prescott. And now we're looking at Rams and Eagles, and they're both stuck with their quarterback.
Skip, would you like the Rams and Eagles?
Mm.
Let him go.
Mm.
Why are you holding on to him? Why are you franchising him if you don't believe it? Why would you even franchise him if you don't believe in him? Let him go.
So I love Dak Prescott, but I don't love him as much as I love Deshaun or Mahomes. I don't think he's as good as those two. He's still a top 10 quarterback, edge of the top 10, maybe 10.
Okay.
But I can't defend what he's done in his last 17 starts. He's 6-11. It's not all his fault. It's some defense, but a lot of it's his fault because 6-11 last year, not this past season, but the year before, he wasn't very good the whole year.
Dak Prescott's looking at history. No other player, be it quarterback, running back, tight end, D-line, DB, has you ever asked to give you a hometown discount?
Mm.
Only me is that you want me to give you a hometown discount. Mm. Bruh, I'm not Dollar General. Mm. I'm not the Dollar Tree, bruh. Mm. Now you pay full price here.
Okay, yet if I go back to 2 years ago, the Hall of Famer across from me down the stretch after he got off to a big 3-0 hot start against three bad teams, garbage teams.
Yes.
In his last 13 games, you gave him 7 Fs.
Yes.
7
yes.
Fs. And then you said, pay the man, Jerry.
Yes.
Really?
Well, that's
that
how,
seems
Skip,
to be
Skip.
Both sides of mouth.
No, no, it's not, Skip. Oh. I understand how it works. You are free, Skip. You know the quarterback position is never really based on solely on wins and losses. They're projecting out. If you don't believe this guy projects out to be $40 million, mm-hmm. let him go.
Mm.
Skip, if you don't project, if it's like a relationship. If you don't project out being with her long term, let her go. Mm. Let him go.
Mm. Then to start last year, they go to the Rams, and I thought they could win the game, and Dak played pretty well, but they lost, and then they come home to play Atlanta, and they fall behind 29-10 at half, and as the Hall of Famer always tells me, did Dallas have the ball in the first half? Yeah, they had the ball, and they couldn't do much
but
with
no,
it.
Dak had the ball, because when I told you about when Tom Brady kept going 3-and-out against the, Kansas City, you said that didn't happen.
And then Dallas came back and stole it, but you said it was a lot of, like, empty calories that Dak threw for, and then all of a sudden they go to Seattle, and they fall behind 30-15, and they lose, and then they're down 17-3, and Dak got hurt in that game, but they're down 17-3 to the Giants, and Andy Dalton had to come in and save the day in that game.
Okay.
So what am I seeing here? What's the recent body of work? It's not that impressive.
Yeah, all you had to do was win 7 games this year, and you won the division.
Mm.
You had Andy Dalton. You had CeeDee
Lamb. I had Dak Prescott.
For 5 games.
Yeah. And it was going the wrong direction.
All I'm saying is this. You didn't have him.
Mm.
You didn't have. So how many games did Dak win? Two, right?
One.
Won one game?
He just won
one
game.
No, he got credit for Atlanta, and he got credit for the Giants because he started.
He won
two games.
Well, he didn't finish that game.
He won 2 games.
No.
Y'all won.
Andy Dalton won that game.
And how many games did y'all win total?
Mm. Well, don't remind me because it was a lot to do with the defense. But
no, not again, the defense fault.
Well, they had a chance the last game of the year, and my new coach decided not to challenge the most challengeable play I've ever seen, and it cost them the game.
What about your offense? How'd they do?
They could have won the division.
How'd your offense do?
It was hit and miss.
Oh, yep. Unfortunately, it feels like a while ago, Skip, that you were optimistic about your new head coach. It doesn't feel like you ended the
season. Oh, yeah, you got a made man.
I do remember those days.
He belongs in Green Bay.
Those days. Unfortunately, that was not the case for the Cowboys. We'll get back to them, I know, at another day.
No mercy.
Hey, Undisputed listeners, it's Charlotte Wilder here to tell you about my new podcast with Mark Titus called the People Sports Podcast. It comes out every Thursday, and Mark and I take one of the big stories of the week, and then we go off on tangents you never saw coming. This might mean that we start talking about the Dodgers winning the World Series and end up wondering if Knicks fans deserve happiness, or begin with LeBron's greatness and end up drafting our ultimate beer league softball team made up of old athletes. Whatever it is, the only rule of the show is that it has to be fun and funny, because these days we could all use as many laughs as we can get. So check it out wherever you get your podcasts and come down weird sports rabbit holes with us. We can't wait to have you.
No mercy.
Sunday, the famed UConn Huskies go back-to-back in a special College Hoops doubleheader on Fox. First, the third-ranked women's team takes on number 17 DePaul, and then it's the men's team battling St. John's. It all tips off Sunday at 12:30 Eastern and continues at 3:30 Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app. Well, the countdown is on. We are less than 2 weeks away from Super Bowl 55, where Tom Brady's Bucks will look to avenge a Week 12 loss to the Saints. Kansas City got out to a big lead in that game, thanks to Tyreek Hill going for more than 200 yards in the first quarter alone. Tampa did claw back into the game and made it close down the stretch, only to lose 27-24. Former All-Pro cornerback Antonio Cromartie is joining us. Crow, you look great this morning. But I hate to remind you, you did pick Aaron Rodgers over Tom Brady last week. So what shot do you give Brady this time?
I'm giving him a shot to win the game. I just think by when you look at the way Tampa Bay's defense been playing, creating turnovers, and Todd Bowles been able to play with the front four with Shaq Barrett and Sue and Jason Pierre-Paul and those guys, it makes it a little easier on Tom Brady knowing that these guys can go out and make the plays. Week 12, it's over with. You know, at the end of the day, you just got to go into the game, and this is the biggest game of anyone's career, and you just got to go out and go play football. And I think Tom Brady has been at this, like I say, multiple times. You know, it's just 10 Super Bowls, so he understands what he has to try to do to get the guys ready, and those guys are going to gravitate to him to get that experience and understand what they have to do to go out and go win this game.
I agree. I give him a great shot to win this game because, as you mentioned, the defense is playing well. The two starting tackles for Kansas City is out, and we saw what JPP and Shaq Barrett did to Aaron Rodgers. They basically wrecked the game. He was under duress constantly. They put him down five times. And there are a lot of times that guys were about, because he was about to throw a load up a home run ball, and Shaq Barrett hit him from behind, and the ball popped up in there, and it landed harmlessly on the ground. And that's going to be the key, Skip. I don't believe that you can leave Mahomes upright and win this game straight up. I don't believe they can do that. So they're going to have to pressure him. And even when you pressure him, even when you get to him, you still got to hope with the throws that he gets off, that he's off somewhat. Now, in his career, he hadn't lost a game by more than a possession, which lets you know more times than not, you have to get to the 30s. Now, we saw Green Bay get 26, New Orleans get 20, and I think the Washington football team, Skip, I think they got 23 points. I don't believe, and we saw Brady get to 30 in all those games. I believe it's going to take another performance. Like, I believe it's going to take that point total. You're going to need to get into the 30s in order to beat Kansas City. And you're going to need to possess the ball. You're going to need to cash in the red zone. And that's what teams haven't been able to do against them. Yeah, Tampa's giving up some yards, but when they get into that red zone, they lock it up. They're making you settle for field goals, but the Buccaneers' offense are getting touchdowns. That's the difference in the ball game. So I give Brady a great shot to win, especially, but I'm going to do something that if they win this game, Skip, it's going to be because the JPP or Shaq Barrett will be your MVP, because it's going to take them having a Von Miller-type Super Bowl in order for them to pull this off.
100%.
So I must have missed this. I must have been on the wrong channel the other day. I don't know, but did Tampa get to 28 by scoring four defensive touchdowns? I'm just
no, Skip.
I don't remember.
On those three turnovers, how many points did they give Green Bay, the number one offense in football?
Did they scoop and score or pick six or what happened?
Skip, don't do that.
Well, how did they get to 28?
Well, let me ask you a question. What about that fumble that got ran down to the 8-yard line? What about that interception right before the half? What happened, Skip?
There you go.
Yeah.
They score points.
Tom Brady played the greatest first half of his playoff career, and it is the GOAT career. He threw for 202 in the first half. He threw a party up on the frozen tundra. He did exactly what he had to do. He knocked Aaron Rodgers right back on his heels and made him doubt and kept him from front running up on the hallowed turf of Green Bay.
How many yards you said he threw for in the first half?
202.
So how did he end the game with 199? Crow, how you do that? You throw for 202 in the first half, and you end the game with 199 yards passing in the second total.
Yeah, who made all the plays in the fourth quarter to set up the field goal
defense
to get them home?
The defense.
Who got,
Oh, it's all about the defense. You guys can't stand it that at age 43, Brady is back in the Super Bowl playing the best quarterback he's ever played.
Oh, my God.
Again, yeah, Pro Football Focus ranks him number one in the postseason of all the quarterbacks who have played.
Where's Tampa's defense ranked? Where's Tampa's defense ranked?
Fourth in the postseason. And by the way, that defense, did you watch the Washington game? Taylor Heineke just went up and down the field against that defense.
Except when they needed to hold it back.
It was all Brady all the time.
Okay, what did Drew Brees do?
Oh.
What did Drew Brees do?
Well, he had his moments.
Hold on, okay. What did Aaron Rodgers do?
Yep. Well,
oh, he had moments. Yep. You're going to have moments as a defense.
Hey.
Yeah, come on, Alan.
Hey.
You got to get that defense credit. Todd Bowles is calling this play call at a very high level.
What team has ever won a Super Bowl with no defense? Help me out.
No, Skip. Well, I'm not saying, what you're trying to do is you won't even acknowledge the defense.
Oh, I've been telling you all year, but you know what? They've been shameful much of the year. They have been torchable much of the year.
So Tom Brady's been great all year.
No, he hasn't been.
But okay,
he brought them to a boil.
Then.
He took a 7-9 team and he showed it, taught it how to win. All of a sudden, they had one bye week late in the year, week 13. They started to take off in the second half against Kansas City when it was all Brady all the time with 275-yard drives to get them back to 27-24 in that game at Tampa Bay. And what happened? The defense couldn't get him the ball back with 4 minutes and 10 seconds left. Where was the defense when you need him? Because you give Tom the ball back in that game, he's going to beat you.
Let me ask you a question. Where was Tom Brady those first four three and outs?
Well, did he get him back? See, the game has four quarters. Where was that defense that you love? Tyreek had 203 receiving yards in the first freaking quarter.
You just told me Tom Brady had the greatest first half of his career.
He did.
But isn't there four quarters, too? You just said there's four quarters to a game.
Yeah, but all you need is to get to 28 to 10, get to 31 to 10, because you realize – in the last seven games, they're averaging 36 points a game. Is that all defense? I don't know.
Skip,
maybe I don't
Skip, you said the defense doing seven turnovers.
You're creating, Skip, this is what you said to realize. When you create turnovers and set up field position for your offense, that's a win for the defense.
Thank you.
At the end of the day, that's a win for the defense. No matter who scores the points, who calls the turnover, who's creating a short field for your offense, it's the defense. And that's what you got to take into consideration the way this defense has been playing the last 2 weeks in the playoffs. The front four has been creating pressure on the quarterback to create those turnovers, and the DBs are finally making plays. They're getting their head around, and they're making plays. Of course, the offense is going to make a couple plays here and there, but it's about the plays that you make to set up your offense to go out and go score points, and that's what Tampa has been doing, and that's what Tom Brady and that defense has been doing, and it's going to continue that in the Super Bowl.
Mm. So you think Tom Brady was no factor Sunday at Lambeau.
See?
Well, that's what you're telling
me. No, Skip, you say it's all or nothing with you. Because if you give somebody else other credit, that means you took it away from Tom Brady. You want to give Tom Brady all the credit against New Orleans. New Orleans is up by 7. Jared Cook has the ball. Mm-hmm. They're about to go up by at least 10. They're about to get a field goal at the bare minimum and go up 10. And what happened? Did Tom Brady do that?
Antoine Winfield Jr. happened, and I told you he is the quarterback and the playmaker on their defense. He didn't play Sunday at Tampa, and Aaron Rodgers couldn't do squat in the fourth quarter against the defense that lost both the starting safeties.
So what did Whitehead do? He was a game changer, caused two turnovers. Am I correct? That's what the football is about. The next guy stepping into it and doing what they're supposed to do.
Okay, but
wait a
minute.
That's what Whitehead did.
Okay, but Jordan Whitehead got hurt on his second play of the second half. He caused a turnover in the first play.
Yeah.
And then the next play that he played, he's gone for the rest of the game.
But he put him in position that could look skill.
But we put him in position. We got a fumble recovery. He's got recovery.
Okay, time out. No. Aaron Rodgers had it first and goal at the 8 with a chance to win the game.
Okay.
Wait. He had it first and goal, and he goes, incomplete. And his coach says, I don't like our chances. Wait a second. Tom Brady gets it first and goal at the 8 after the turnover. And what's he doing on the first play? Catches. He's the goal.
Let me ask you a question, Skip. So what did Tom Brady have to do with Aaron Rodgers not getting the ball in the end zone?
Well, obviously, you need some defense.
But they haven't had much all year, but suddenly it's starting to come together.
That's what we're saying, Crow. Yeah. You see, Skip, thank you. It's all or nothing. If you give somebody else some credit, you're diminishing Tom Brady. Give the defense credit. Did you see that interception that Devin White got against New Orleans and run it all the way back, and they cash points in on that?
Yeah. You guys both cannot stand it. You're saying, oh, I give him a great chance because of the defense. No, it's because the GOAT is at quarterback. That's why. The defense has come alive. It's come of age right before your very eyes.
Both had brought
you
it to a
when you won your third Super Bowl, did you have a defense?
Yes.
You might have the greatest defense ever. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
But we needed the defense to play well. Skip, all we didn't have to do was turn the ball over. Mm. So in other words, so you think you can win this game. So you believe you can win a shootout with Mahomes.
You've been telling me that the score is going to be in the 40s. Well, you got to give Brady some credit if you think he's capable of scoring 40 against Kansas City.
Remember, he threw for 505, but it was the one mistake. It was the one mistake was the difference in the ball game.
No, the mistake was that Belichick allowed 41 to Nick Foles. That was the mistake.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Should I end on a sigh as well?
I feel like a little credit.
We are, but you want to give him all the credit.
Antonio, I appreciate you joining. You tried to help there, and we will check in with you again very soon. Have a good rest of your day.
No mercy.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.